Indianapolis gets it done against the Denver Broncos, and now Andrew Luck and the Colts get to face the old vet Tom Brady and the Patriots at Gillette Stadium. And right now, to help us preview that game, we have Kyle Rodriguez, senior writer, managing editor of ColtsAuthority.com, also lead columnist for the Colts on Bleacher Report. He does a little bit of everything. Kyle, how are you doing today?
Good. It's a new place in Salt Lake for me to be on, so this is new.
Yeah, not really an NFL market. We got a little bit of everything here. Got fans from pretty much all of the NFL, a little bit of West Coast, a little bit of East Coast. Speaking of the West Coast, the Colts had the Broncos this past weekend, and most of the country expected the Broncos to beat the Colts pretty handily in that game. What did you see that made the Colts so successful against Denver?
Well, obviously, the first thing that everybody saw in that game was Peyton and not looking right. And part of that is age, but then we find out later, obviously, as well, that he's got a torn quad that he's dealing with, and that, you know, explains a lot with the inability to drive the ball down the field over the last, you know, couple games in this regular season and in the playoffs. So that obviously was a big boost for the Colts. But I mean, defensively, they played a strong game regardless. Just very strong coverage down the field and man coverage from the secondary. And that's been something that they've been able to do against Bronco in each of their matchups over the last couple of years. So not surprised in their ability to do that, although I think, you know, everybody was surprised by, you know, just the complete success that they did have defensively, only holding them to 13 points, Peyton and that offense. Big success there. And then offensively, they were just really in control of the game throughout. And that's, I mean, I think that's really what they want from Andrew Luck, is to be able to manage the game like that. Get down the field, move the ball, move the chains, and score some points. Obviously, you know, neither of their playoff games have been incredibly high scoring, but they haven't needed them to be either. You know, they've gotten the lead early in the game, and then down the stretch, they can run the ball a little bit. They can turn away some clock, and then get the points at the end that they need to hold on to the lead. So it's been a really successful playoff so far on both sides of the ball.
Coming into that game against Denver, especially with Denver struggling, even though they were winning games, did you honestly see a win like that coming into Denver where they haven't lost a game, and to see Luck just drive his team and then also see that defense just dominate a high-powered Denver offense? Did you really see that coming?
I mean, they were definitely underdogs for a reason, but I think they always have a chance in this game. You just look at the two teams' matchups over the last 2 years. The Colts have made it close. They beat Denver at home last year. Earlier this season, they went to Denver on week one, and they were within a score in the fourth quarter. It came down to a fourth down conversion they couldn't convert at the end of the game. So it's always been close between these two teams, at least since the quarterback switch happened. And I think to say they didn't have a chance in this game that some did was I just think that was overlooking the Colts a little bit too much. They were the underdogs for a reason, so I didn't quite see this kind of game playing out, and I think that's mostly because I didn't see Peyton playing as poorly as he did.
Now, looking forward to the Patriots this weekend in the AFC Championship game at Gillette Stadium. Patriots played at the Colts earlier this year, 42-20, kind of a fluke game from Jonas Gray, over 200 yards rushing. He hasn't really done anything since and probably won't the rest of the year. What is the feeling of Colts fans just overall, just heading into Gillette Stadium this weekend?
Well, the one thing I've heard it compared to, just so far this week anyway, is kind of compare it to, it's funky, but compare it to Mordor. Just the dread of going to Foxborough again and playing the Patriots, it's just kind of ingrained in Colts fans' minds now. You mentioned you kind of got a fluke game from Jonas Gray in the first game earlier this year, but it's not a fluke in terms of Colts-Patriots over the last 3 years since Andrew Luck's come in. The Patriots have just dominated the Colts in each of their last three games. They did it in 2012 in Luck's rookie year. They did it in playoffs last year, and they did it in the regular season this season. So they've been able to run the ball. I think they've averaged 198 yards and four touchdowns on the ground, and that's average in each of those three games. And then Tom Brady's been able to pass it effectively too. So defensively, they've just been able to do nothing to stop the Patriots. And I think there's still that feeling like, okay, well, we've seen this defense put up a couple of good games here in the playoffs, but we saw them in the regular season just get smoked by a number of good offenses. So which one's going to show up, and that's going to be a huge key, obviously, on Sunday.
Hey, Kyle, coming into this game for Luck, is this going to be something, win or lose, that is actually going to benefit the Colts going forward?
I think that was kind of the Denver game, and I think the Denver game was kind of the turning point. You wanted to see them take that next step and get to the AFC Championship. So, yeah, I think now they're there. They're in the AFC Championship game, and that was the big game. This one is kind of, okay, well, if they can get it to a Super Bowl run, now we're talking gravy. The meat of the work that they needed to do this season is over, and we're kind of just playing with house money at this point. So to some extent, yeah, it's just kind of a benefit either way. It's a game where you're going to get experience either way for Luck and for the Colts. But Luck, I think, has met and exceeded already the expectations for this season, which was to take that next step. You know, we saw him in the regular season be as good as any quarterback in the league at times, and then at other times, you know, be inconsistent and turn the ball over. So in the playoffs, he's put it together. He's taken care of the ball for the most part. We saw the couple picks on Sunday, but those were largely inconsequential with the long third downs and throwing it deep down the field. So it was just one of those games where you can afford those at the time. So we've seen him make good decisions. We've seen him throw the ball efficiently here in the playoffs and put it all together. So this game, yeah, again, it's if you're playing with house money, you just go in and you see what happens. And if they can make a run, then great. If not, we've already seen the team, like I said, take that next step this season. So I think for the most part, I think Colts fans and analysts too will be pretty content with what we've seen from them this year.
Kyle Rodriguez joining us from ColtsAuthority.com, lead Colts columnist on Bleacher Report. You can follow him on Twitter if you're a Colts fan or just an NFL fan in general. Lots of good stuff from Kyle at Colts_Kyle. Kyle, last week when the Ravens came into Gillette Stadium, they beat the Patriots almost the entire game in the trenches. We saw what Justin Forsett was able to do. I mean, he's not the biggest feature back in the league, but they, as long as they beat the Patriots in the trenches, the Ravens had some serious success offensively. Do you see the Colts being able to match that to some extent?
That's a big question, because we've seen the Colts in the playoffs these last two games at least be able to run the ball a little bit. And even, you know, against Denver, Denver's got such a great run defense. We've seen it all year. And they average, I think, under 4 yards carry. But you're able to still get something, just something, so that Andrew Luck doesn't have to, you know, just carry the team completely. Against Cincinnati, they were able to run pretty well and really run the game out in the fourth quarter, which was a big bonus again. So, if they can get any kind of run game going, really take some of that pressure off Luck's shoulders, I think it's going to be huge on the road. And then defensively, they just beat the Patriots up, that the Ravens did, in that front seven. I mean, the Patriots ran for like 14 yards all game, which is obviously a big contrast from what they were able to do against Indianapolis earlier this season. So that's going to be a big key, and it always is in any NFL game, is winning the point of attack. So if the Colts can just limit the Patriots' run game, and again, they don't need to keep in the 14 yards. I mean, that's obviously a great thing for Baltimore, but the Colts don't have that kind of front seven. So I'm not looking for 14 yards necessarily, but if they can keep them, you know, under 100 and just keep them from completely dominating on the ground like they did last week and make them work for it, make Tom Brady, you know, drive the ball down the field, get him in some of those long third downs, that's going to be huge.
All right, Kyle, so coming into this game now, Colts have to do three things in this game to beat the Patriots and go to the Super Bowl. What are they?
I think number one, you gotta win the turnover battle. They have lost that battle just very convincingly against New England over the last 3 years, and it's been huge. So you gotta win the turnover battle. For Luck, that means, you know, taking those check down options when they're there and making the smart decisions. He can obviously make those wild throws and those downfield throws into tight windows, but you have to know when to pick your spots. And he's done a good job of that so far this postseason, so that's going to be huge. So taking care of the ball and winning the turnover battle is the main one. I think number two is making New England one-dimensional offensively. New England's been able to, like we said, run the ball so well in these last three games against the Colts. It allows them to set up that play-action game, and it allows Tom Brady to throw it very efficiently. He's thrown it for almost 8.5 net yards per attempt against the Colts the last 3 years, which is, I mean, it's an astronomical number. I mean, Aaron Rodgers led the league in that net yards per attempt this year with like 7.7 or something like that. So, you know, Brady being able to throw it whenever he wants and run it whenever they want. I mean, it's just way too much for the Colts defense to be able to handle. So you've got to make them one-dimensional, and that starts with taking away the run game. And then I think third, you've got to finish drives offensively. You've got to score touchdowns. They've had a little bit of an issue with that in the playoffs, both against the Bengals and the Broncos, you know, kicking too many field goals, not necessarily finishing drives once they get into the red zone. And against New England, they're going to have to score seven. We talked about, again, the defense having a hard time stopping New England, and I think they can do a better job this time around and hold New England a little bit, but you're not going to hold them to 10 points, to 13 points. They're going to need to score points, and that means finishing drives in the red zone.
Kyle Rodriguez, ColtsAuthority.com, Bleacher Report, Colts columnist. Follow him on Twitter at Colts_Kyle. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Hopefully you can do it again sometime.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.